Dakota County Board of Corrections, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting Monday, August 9, 2010.
We got a strike.
Call the meeting order, please, and stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted at the east wall near the entrance to this room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Call the roll, please.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Biscay, absent.
Commissioner Biscay has asked to be excused.
So moved. Second. Biscay.
Motion made and seconded to excuse Commissioner Biscay from this meeting. Call the roll.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
You have a copy of the approved minutes of the previous Board of Corrections. What is your pleasure?
Move to approve. Second it.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes of the previous Board of Corrections. Any additions, deletions, corrections? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Kern? Jail report?
Thank you.
Okay, this is the first month of the new fiscal year, and our population overall continues to remain relatively low at 103. Juveniles are extremely low. We have 0.19 average daily population of juveniles this last month. the fiscal year, of course, reflects our July figures because it's one and the same. July Marshall's income was $76,783.50. ICE was $3,900. Brought our total federal income to $80,683.50, which is at the highest level we've been in some time for federal income. The per diem inmate costs were $81.87. That's reflected in part because of carryover from expenditures in June. The juvenile per diem worked out to $19 a day. That's the actual figure. But if you looked at the budget as it came in, it would show $6,500, and that's because we got late fees for June. So some of the increase in July's cost is June carryover. We do not have a budget as yet for me to compare to tell you where we are in relationship to the overall budget. So I went back over last year. We spent about just a little less than $23,000 more in this month than we did the same period last year. The increases came in four areas. We spent a little better than $5,300 in wages, which reflects the 3% pay raise. We had $11,300-some in additional medical expenses, a little more than $10,000 of which were due to major procedures for two inmates. We had $47 more in meals due to higher per plate costs that are associated with fewer inmates, and the fact that this year at this time we're serving two hot meals a day instead of one last year. Then we had a one-time cost of $1,545 for office equipment associated with replacing a fax machine, copier, printer unit. Our federal occupancy, I say, is the highest since it's been in April 2009. Income exceeded expectations, and so far this month, we're averaging 40 federal inmates. So our federal inmate numbers have increased nicely. Any questions for Jerry?
How many, the $3,900 with ICE, how many does that represent? How many ICE inmates out of the 39 federal?
I think it probably represents about 60 inmate days. So we housed 60 inmates this last month.
Roughly two.
Yep. About 2 a day.
Any other questions, Jerry? Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, sir.
Good report, sir.
There's no miscellaneous items. Committee reports. Reference to the Jeff. Board member on the jail. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the board about any issue related to the jail that was not on the agenda? No emergency business. Entertain a motion to adjourn the Board of Corrections.
So moved. Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn the Board of Corrections. Call roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Doty?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned. We will convene the Board of Commissioners at 4:10. I'll call this meeting to order. We've already had the pledge, so thank you very much.
Oh, I'm up, ready to do it again.
Current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall near the entrance to the County Board of Commissioners room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Call the roll, please.
Brody?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Lardy?
Yes.
Biscay is absent.
Okay, Commissioner Biscay is asked to be excused.
I'll make a motion to excuse Rick. Second it.
Motion made and seconded to excuse Commissioner Biscay. Call roll.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
Next, you have received a copy of the minutes for our previous meeting. What is your pleasure?
So moved. Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes as printed. Any questions or additions, deletions? Hearing none, call roll.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Pat Anderson and Trent.
Hi, everybody. It's always good to come down and see everybody. We're here today for a number of reasons to present the budget for the Convention and Visitors Bureau and some new members that are going to be there. But first and foremost, I'm excited to present Brent Clark, our new Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. So he may want to say a couple of words here before we get into the budget.
Yeah, I've been on the job since the end of April. Made a lot of progress, I hope, with Carnival Festival Days. It was my first really big project so far, so hopefully you heard great things about that. I'm looking forward to, you know, helping out South Sioux City as well as Dakota County, making sure everyone knows about who we are, about what we stand for, and bring people in and fill heads and put the heads in the beds. So, you guys have any questions for me so far?
I don't have any questions. I just want to say something. Brent, I know Brent, and he's been involved in the committee, and so does myself on the Cardinal Days. And I'm going to tell you, I went over a couple days of the Cardinal Days, and he was so busy that he was just running up and down. You guys did an excellent job. This is the first year, and I look forward to see that the event became more successful and visible among the IRA, because we need something like that, and anything we can do, we're here to help you out. So I want to let you know. Brent, thank you. You did a wonderful job.
So did you. You did a great job. He didn't shrink, but I think he lost a few pounds.
I can see you still looking like
yeah, I am. I'm looking up at
it. You know, we sure couldn't do it without all the support of course, you guys in the city of South Sioux City. And it wasn't just for the city of South Sioux, it was for Dakota County as well, and for the entire area to have another festival to come out and just celebrate who Northeast Nebraska and Dakota City and Dakota County and South Sioux City is.
Now, did everybody get a copy of the budget? We did send it. No? Yes?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Well, this way and that way, and everyone will have a copy.
So I'm not sure how you guys usually do this. You go through line item by line item, or you just kind of look at the total income from last year and the total expenses last year, then look for this year? Or
mm-hmm. They kind of peruse it and look and see, and then if they're open to questions, we're certainly open to do that.
We were a little down last year in our total lodging tax income, but I think that was kind of, you know, nationwide. It wasn't just here in Dakota City or Dakota County or South Sioux. It was the majority of the state of Nebraska, as well as the country, was really down because of the economy. So we are looking to rebound from that. People are starting to spend more dollars, and we're going to attract a lot more conventions, a lot more things to the area. So that's why we projected at $133,500.
Can you tell us a little bit more about how you get all your money? I mean, what kind of, can you explain that?
It's all lodging tax dollars.
Okay.
What happens is, you know, you go to the hotel, and let's say they take 14%.
Sure.
Well, some of that sales tax that goes back to the city, and the Dakota County, and you guys have a 4% lodging tax on the hotels in Dakota County and South Sioux. And so the state gets 1% of that, and then the 3% then comes back to my office and through the county, then to me. So that's where all my revenue comes in. That's how we get to do things.
Thank you, Ben.
Do you anticipate some grant money?
Yeah, I was a grant writer for the city of South Sioux for a year and a half, as well as economic development assistant. And so there are lots of dollars out there that you can apply for that I think I can really receive for Dakota County.
Good.
We're really excited about that. So hopefully next year we can even ask for more.
Yeah, 10,000 is kind of on the lower. I was just hoping for 10,000 this year. I applied for 10,000 just for Carnival Festival Days last year through the state of Nebraska. So I hope maybe it'll be a little bit higher than 10, but I want to be safe and stick with 10 for this year. Maybe more. You never know.
Any other questions?
We're going to be applying for a grant with the Lewis and Clark Scenic Byway to get the historical marker in between Dakota City and Winnebago. Get that historical marker a little bit renovated and have some new things done on that as well. So that's not on here, and I guess that's kind of not through my office, but through something I'm part of. So.
Thank you. Okay. Anything else? Okay, next item.
And the next item is Brent has a couple more individuals that he wants to present to you.
And I apologize. I don't have a list for you. I was tearing down equipment and stuff today in stages. But we do have some new members. Not aware if you guys know, but Rick Leeson from the marina currently resigned, and he took a position in Minnesota. So they're kind of in between management. Not sure if, you know, they're going to hire Jay or if they're going to bring somebody else in. So they're going through that process as we speak. So there'll be a new member from the marina on my board, as well as I'm going to expand the board to 9 people. And we're going to get Dave Pentel from Budget Hosting is going to step on the board. Jim Steele from the city, he has a sports side of things down, so Jim Steele's going to step aboard. And then Ann Gross, she's from America's Best Value Inn. She's been there for about a year and a half now as a general manager, so she's come on board, and she's been great with, you know, really want to get Aquarius, you know, back to the area as well as other things. And then the rest of the board is going to remain for another year. There's no changes other than those individuals. Oh, except for Mallory. Was it Mallory and Melissa from the Y?
Mallory has left the Y.
But Mallory has left the Y, so Kevin may take her place interim.
You're asking the board to approve 3 people tonight?
Yes, asking the board to approve 3 people. Jim Steele, Dave Pentel, Ann Gross, and then the other two are interim, so I'm not sure if they're going to either be on there or not, so I don't want to necessarily have them approved or not. And I do have applications. I'm sorry I don't have them with me today.
Yes, so we need approval of the 3 people.
That's correct.
That's correct.
The board needs to approve.
I so moved to approve the 3 people on the board.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve Hell, Steele, and Grove to the chamber board. Right? No problem?
The convention visitor group.
Right.
Okay. Motion's made and seconded. Questions?
Can you spell Dave's name for me?
D-A-V-E.
Black.
Good laugh. Pentel is P-A-T-N-E-L. Sorry. It's been a long time.
That's a good one.
Turn on, my name's
Whose face is a Reddit?
Gokini?
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Rody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Senator Walsh?
I gave each one of you a handout. I'm here for the yearly report on the distress warrants that came out. And November 1st last year, we had 244 distress warrants, totaling $58,950.62. We satisfied 226 of those. We sold 11 of them at sheriff sale, and we have 7 of them that need to be approved by the board to be stricken. Basically, we collected a total of $58,662.92 of them. On the first page of the handout I gave you are the ones that we sold at tax sale, and we got a dollar apiece for them. Second page are the 7 that we want to have stricken, and we just need you to approve them stricken, and the assessor's office will go through and take them off. 2 of them were vacant lots, the mobile homes they'd hooked up to and moved off, don't know where they went, and the rest of them were just businesses that were empty buildings and had gone out of equipment. There's nothing I can seize to sell. So, any questions?
Okay. What is your pleasure?
I would move to strike these properties from the personal property tax list.
I'll second that.
Our motion is strike the 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 properties in the amount of $1,722.41. Questions? Call roll.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McClarty?
Yes. Okay, do we need to accept the rest of the report?
You just, I don't think you have to have a motion. I just have to give it to you.
Okay.
You have
necessary to do so. Not necessary.
Wouldn't hurt.
Okay, I need a motion and a second to accept the report from the Sheriff's Department.
So moved.
I second it.
Motion made and seconded to accept the Sheriff's report. Call roll.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McClarty?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
Thank you. Sally Reiner?
The Dakota County Solid Waste Disposal Agency included South Sioux City, Dakota City, and Dakota County, and this formed the nucleus for the consortium that wrote the current 20-year solid waste management plan, which is now 16 years old. South Sioux City was interested in writing an update to the plan, and this is the reason. If you're writing for a DEQ grant and your project is named in your solid waste management plan, that's worth 25 points on your grant, which pretty much makes it a shoo-in. Since we were going to write this for South Sioux, it was very easy to also include Dakota City and Dakota County. And I've already gotten the green light from Dakota City to include them. What we are asking is your permission to include Dakota County, and also please feed to me any ideas of things you might like to write a DEQ grant for in the next 4 years. Doesn't mean it has to happen, but if it's in this update, that's going to give that grant a very good chance of being accepted. And, you know, why 2 weeks? I know that's kind of a rush, but we wanted to have this done in time for the DEQ grants in September. So any ideas you have from any department, you can feed to Dick. He's on my board. You can feed them to me directly. The wording doesn't have to be beautiful. Christy and I can fix that, but we want to get it written by the end of August. Now, the original goal, this will help you, the mandated goal was to reduce
solid waste going into the landfill. So any project that would fit that, get it to me, get it to Dick. Does anyone have a copy of the original plan? It's a blue book. That's what I thought. I have it in PDF. I will send it to Joan. I also have written a summary of just the goal and objectives that I can send to anybody who wants it.
I'll just send it to me and I'll forward.
I'll send it to Joan. Okay, some of the things, you know, just some ideas. If you wanted to reduce paper waste by having virtual meetings and you needed to get a laptop or two and a projector, you know. If you wanted to create a recycling center or some type of way of recycling tires, you know, anything that would lead to the reduction of solid waste going to the landfill. Just shoot your ideas at us in the next 2 weeks and we'll write it into the grant.
Sally, that tire waste recycling program that we've been in the past, is that part of this?
It's from the DEQ. Writing it in there specifically sure wouldn't hurt if it gets us another 25 points.
We didn't get it last year
because we got it the year before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I guess that's what they've been doing with them. So we'll probably, you know, next year if we apply, we'll probably get it.
We get like $10,000-$12,000 a year, I think, is in the past. So that's a good program.
I think with the money being cut back, I think that's the way they decided they would do it.
And I think Dick said it was Oakland had it this year. Isn't that what he said?
Hmm?
Oakland had it this year.
Yeah.
Oakland,
yeah.
That's what Dick said.
So we can probably get it back. But, you know, any ideas that would come under that goal, shoot them at me and we'll include them in the plan.
Okay. What's the board's pleasure?
I would move that Dakota County participate in this solid waste management plan.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for Dakota County to join in the solid waste management plan. Questions from the board? Question public? Call the roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Rudy?
Yes.
Neer?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Larry Rostead? Before you start your budget, Larry, I would like you take this opportunity to swear in our new Veteran Service Officer, if you would, please.
Yes, I will. And before we start, I was under the assumption, I guess, the budget was taken care of, so we're going to have to run down to the office and get the budget again. But we'll take care of this now.
Okay.
We will now proceed with the initiation of Willard Bill C. Johnson and swear him in as the new Dakota County Veteran Service Officer. Bill Johnson, would you please come forward?
You want to do it there, or would you like the flag in the background?
I can sure do that.
I think we're going to get a picture here.
Oh, okay.
Bill, you were privileged to serve your country while in the U.S. military. Because of this service and because you were selected among many of your peers and because of your obvious dedication to honor and respect American military veterans, you are today offered a privilege to continue a great service to your community, your state, and the nation. Bill, are you now ready and willing to obligate yourself to complete all job requirements and those expressed in the expectations of the Dakota County Veteran Service Officer?
Yes, I am.
All those who are able, would you please rise while we recite the pledge? Bill, you have been chosen by the Dakota County Veteran Service Officer Oversight Committee, and you have been reaffirmed by the Dakota County Commissioners to fill the office of Dakota County Veteran Service Officer. Bill, would you please raise your right hand and recite the pledge?
I, Bill Johnston, do solemnly pledge to perform faithfully and impartially the duties of the office at Dakota County Veteran Service Officer, and I further pledge service to the American military veterans to the best of my abilities.
Everyone, please be seated. Bill, you will find your duties many. They are varied, and at times you will find them taxing to your crowded hours and resources. The successful accomplishment of our program depends to a great extent upon you and your performance of your duties. Bill, it gives me great pleasure to present you this certificate to confirm your selection as Dakota County Veterans Service Officer. And we have two certificates to present you, Bill. One being from the committee. This is a certificate of officer appointment presented on behalf of the members of the Dakota County Veterans Service Officer Oversight Committee to Willard Bill Johnston. To all whom these presents shall come, greetings. Know ye, the veterans of Dakota County, in recognition of the ability, patriotism, and fidelity of Bill Johnston, have selected him as Dakota County Veterans Service Officer. He shall therefore discharge carefully and diligently the duties of such high office by doing and performing all manner of things therewithin connected. In witness whereof, this testimony is given to you and duly attested at Dakota City, Nebraska, this 9th day of June, 2010, signed by Larry D. Brussett, Chairman, and Virgil E. Cleave, Secretary. And from the State of Nebraska, Department of Veterans Affairs, Certificate of Eligibility. This is to certify that Willard C. Johnston has been appointed County Veterans Service Officer in Dakota County by the Dakota County Commission and certified eligible by the Director of Veterans Affairs. The eligibility authorizes the County Veterans Service Officer to discharge the duties of said office under the laws of the State of Nebraska. Bill?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I understand, Bill, you went over this, the budget committees went over this budget.
Budget committee looked at it this afternoon. Yes.
Okay, so he'll have it here in just a second. I apologize. Company I worked for had a lot of trouble last night. I went to work at 10 o'clock, or at 8 o'clock last night, and got off at about 10:30 this morning. So I'm a little short of sleep there. And I'd like to thank Bill for coming down today and calling in for it. And we're going to let Bill present this, so, okay?
Are you going to get him initiated right away, right?
All right. Is that fine with you, Bill?
Yeah.
And I thank you, commissioners, for everything with this.
Okay, would you like me to pass this around, or just...
Just talk it, Bill.
Okay. We got a budget of...
I think most of them already have a copy of it anyhow.
Oh, okay. Of the amount of 27.3 and everything else on the operating expenses, I got down to 61. And the rest of the expenses come to around 48. I believe I have 53 on here, but we took off the vehicle that we planned to buy. And some of the fuel and some of the operating expenses for that. So I think it's a pretty good budget.
And I'd like to point out that during the budget discussion earlier today, Bill related to us that he has checked with the veterans hospitals in Omaha and in Sioux Falls and has found out that they have a bus available for veterans to go back and forth, which eliminates a lot of travel cost on our part and the need to buy a van, thanks to Bill and his willingness to find other ways, we've managed to cut that budget some.
Also, a few volunteers that will volunteer to take veterans down, except with the exception of the cost of gas. Okay.
So I think we're well underway. Any questions for Bill? There being no questions, Bill, I would point out that this has gone to the Budget Committee, and it cannot be approved by this group as a single individual. It has to be part of the total budget. Okay. That will not come about until September.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Well, thank you for your input. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for your help. Okay, going on to the next item, miscellaneous items. Payroll claims been reviewed. The only issue we had was... the Veterans Service Office to make sure we had that salary correct, and it is acceptable. So the payroll is ready for approval.
So moved to payroll.
I'll second that.
Motion is made and seconded to approve payroll claims. Questions? Call roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Doty?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
I am not aware of any accounts payable, correct?
Yes.
No accounts payable?
Yeah, there are.
Was there?
Should be.
There's a few on the front of that clip.
Which one? I thought they were all payable.
They're on the top. There's a few claims that, because of the lateness of the 23rd meeting, that they submitted. I think it was county court and.
I thought they were going to be on a separate clipboard.
I saw them on the front of payroll.
Well, they are.
We do have some claims here, accounts payable, and they're in order.
Move to approve. Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve payment claims. Questions? Call roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Rudy?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, officials report. Committee report.
I've got a road committee report. If you remember last meeting, we opened bids for the reconstruction of G Avenue about a mile and a half. One bid was, I don't have those bids with me. One was, I think, around $9,000. The other one was $21,000. It was pointed out to bring it to the road committee. Dick and I talked about it. Fred's estimate to do this project with their own equipment and manpower was $5,000, so we decided to do it ourselves. They would have started today if the weather would have permitted.
Right.
We're going to try to get it done before school starts, but all possible. Should be able to do it, I think, in a week.
Right.
It's not that big a project. I told them to go ahead and work, give them some overtime, work Friday, Saturday to get the thing done. Hopefully next week, if the weather permitting, he'll get started and get it wrapped up. So. You know, I think his estimate's going to be pretty close.
Yes. I went to Newton Avenue, too, on the road department. The tube's all in. The dirt is just about completely covered over the tube already. So that should be ready before the buses start rolling. So
that's been out for, what, a year?
Yeah, it's been out for over a year. So.
Question. Kim. We had two bids, right? Do we have to reject those bids officially?
We do. I would move to reject it.
Can we do it today?
No.
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 It has to be on the agenda. So it's something we need to have on the agenda at the next meeting in reference to the road bids. Okay?
Also, what we call the Kenny Baker Bridge crosses Pigeon Creek. The state closed that bridge, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago. We had, I think, a 7-ton bridge at the time. They completely closed it after their inspection. Fred and I think Arnie both worked on the state. They're going to allow us to reopen it as a 3-ton bridge, which is basically cars or pickups. And they replaced a few boards on the bridge already. They're trying to get the approaches and the road because it's been closed so long. It's grown up to weeds, but they have worked on it. They're going to get it graveled. The bridge should be open within a week, weather permitting. So that's a bit of good news.
Okay.
So mail route, that type of thing. School buses will be too heavy, but everybody around here is thrilled.
Okay. Any other committee reports?
I had intended to talk to Tom, so you talked to him about the building.
We had, you know, the driver's exam room, the temperature control problem. Tony and I have both been trying to get hold of Tom Bolsky. I think he's on vacation. You know, I've walked in there a couple times. It seems like it's always cool to me. But Tom would like to visit with Tony and I before our next meeting, so we decided to table that until our 23rd meeting.
And the only comment that I would like to make, you know, is like Bill says, you know, I went to the room to myself, and it is, I mean, I feel comfortable myself, but, you know, $5,000 is a lot of money, and I think it's something that he can do before we spend $5,000 on it. So we got to look into it, decide to see what actually we want to do. So.
Okay. Any other reports? Member reports? Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the board on any issue that was not on the agenda? Emergency business? None? Evidently. Entertaining motion to adjourn.
So moved. Seconded.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. Call roll.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLaurin?
Yes. Thank you very much. Appreciate your coming.